I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You see Kathy Newman out there.
Newman. Hello, Newman.
I just wanted to say hello, Newman. See if she's ever...
Hello, Newman.
Wish I'd ever had that before.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, who I have a bone to pick with. I think he's too big time.
Oh, no.
For the podcast now.
Really?
You're a media mover and shaker now, John.
A mogul?
You're auditioning all season as Ray or Dave. Has paid off, John, hasn't it?
It has. Someone's listening.
The big dogs at Radio Devon came in for you.
We'll have a bit of that. Well, no, it's very nice of you to mention it. But yeah, Radio Devon asked me. I think, to be honest, I sensed desperation in Alan from Radio Devon's voice when he called me on Thursday evening and said, are you going to Notts County? Could you go to Notts County?
Yeah.
Because I don't think they had anybody. I think there'd been a last minute pull out.
You think you were the Stan Whedon?
Leaping nice. Over the pop side wall. All there. Yeah.
You know, you understand. Has anyone got their refs kit with them? And you were like, I've been on the radio. I'm a radio professional.
Like, is there a broadcaster in the house?
John. Do you know what, though, John? I tuned in. I didn't tune in for all of it, John, because I was, you know, mildly envious. And I also thought we were going to get... I wasn't envious. I also thought we were going to get an absolute drubbing, which we didn't, did we?
No.
So that was good. I listened to you, and you were very, very good, John.
Well, that's very kind.
Very good. Like you sounded like you knew a lot about the National League, like you knew about players and football. So my question to you is, where does that come?
Where's this been hiding?
All you seem to do is stupid games, jokes about John Askey, and yet you displayed a full National League knowledge.
That could
get you onto one of the proper National League podcast, John, like that BBC one.
Me and the bloke Ollie Bayliss. Ollie Bayliss.
You and Ollie Bayliss could start one. You could be like proper on that, John.
Do you know why I can't do it? No.
Talky talk, they'd have you.
Look what it's talking, done to talky. Look what it's done to my voice.
Oh yeah, look at you. Like, oh.
I mean,
it's not much different now you're saying it, John. But you're telling me you went very Roger Moore.
I was, and then that's kind of how I can get a little bit lower than normal.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your day? What I liked particularly, if anyone can get the audio back, John, does the audio exist?
It is still on the BBC Sounds app, so I have had a listen back.
I like what normally happens at the end of a match is you're allowed to leave, isn't it, John? But they sort of kept you around for a long time.
They kept coming back to me after sort of about 5:10. Just quickly back to Meadow Lane. And John, your thoughts on that sending off?
John, we've got the...
And I'm just sort of like halfway to the car. Yes.
I mean, what's on Radio Devon? It's sort of.
I thought it was a red, to be honest. Can I go?
No, but I like that they wouldn't let you leave, John. And I expect, what's it going to be in Radio Devon? It'll be like organ hour or something at 10 to 11, won't it? It's always something like that, isn't it? Irish music.
What's the name? Tony Thing.
Sunday morning.
Tony something.
I thought you'd have heard the breakfast show Sunday morning. Still from live from Meadow Lane. It's still John Cadogan.
It's me, Tony Beard, here on a Sunday morning. That's him.
Hello, Tone. We love your show.
Just over at Meadow Lane now, and John's still there.
Still there.
Half past 11 Sunday morning.
John, did you think he got the ball?
Anyway, here's
here's Flanagan and Allen.
Here's Whittaker Moore.
Did you enjoy your day, though, did you, John?
I did. I had a lovely time. Yeah, it was great.
They asked you back. You going to do it again?
Not yet.
Oh. It's normally grits, isn't it?
Normally grits.
And it was Ryan Dixon on Sunday
if
or it
was
Monday.
If I was the listener, I would choose grits over me.
Well, I mean...
He's played the game.
With the greatest of respect, John. Why do they ask you?
As I say, I think they've been a problem.
Have you told them you're an ex-pro?
Maybe they think I'm an ex-pro.
Maybe they think you're Danny Stevens.
Pat Nevin.
Pat Nevin. And we've got Pat Nevin. What do you mean you're not Pat
Nevin?
So
lucky to have Pat with us here.
Can't believe we've got him. He's normally on five live duties. Didn't know he liked the National League. There we are, yeah. So well done. Well done, John. You were excellent. People should seek it out because he was very, very good. I'm sure, I reckon they'll have you on further down the line, John.
Next time Martin Gritton looks at the fixture,
Kings Lynn, Grimsby.
Yeah.
Grimsby away, John.
Well,
you'll be on that.
Grits will do that. He's a former Grimsby player, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he might not want to show his face.
No.
So you've been poorly, John?
I have, yeah.
We nearly didn't do the pod this week,
nearly,
did we, John?
Nearly no pod.
You were nearly too poorly for it. But we thought it might have looked like we were wimping out because results haven't been quite how we'd like them to be, have they, John?
It was, I mean, there is a Woking fan in this building where we are now.
Mm.
And I didn't turn up for work on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was a little bit worried that it looked like I was avoiding him.
I came in on, when did I come in? Wednesday. And he was desperate to really rub it in. I went, oh, I don't watch football. I don't follow it. As I began my show on Talk Sport, yes. What's coming up in the podcast, John?
Out?
Yes.
Right, come on then. So, this week on the podcast, National League News. Two game weeks to look at, Saturday and Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to look too...
Then let's have a look at them, John. It doesn't matter anyway. As we know, it's pre-season.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count, John. I wish everyone would stop getting so stressed about it.
One of the things we have noticed in these first few fixtures in the National League, particularly on the BT Sport game on Monday night.
Yep.
Wrexham, Notts County. Ben Tozer. New signing for Wrexham.
Lovely. Down from Cheltenham.
Ex-Cheltenham captain. Dropped down from League One. Signed for Wrexham.
Was he in the Cheltenham team that won the league with Gary Johnson, John? Because if he was, he'd probably be in our team by now.
I don't think so, no.
No, okay.
He's got a long throw.
Very long throw.
Anybody who watched him in the FA Cup last season will testify.
It's a hugely impressive long throw that I will say is putting me in great, great fear for when we play Wrexham.
But... he has to utilise a long throw. He's got a system of towels all around the edge.
We're going to pick it up, aren't we, John?
We've got a lot of questions.
And we've also thought of a branding opportunity for somebody, haven't we, John? We're going to run it by some people.
We'll get into that. We've got some letters. And I think at that point my voice might give out. I'll probably do.
Oh, John. You've already blown the fact that we've got some letters. I normally ask, have we got any letters,
okay,
John? And then you play either Ray Charles or you say, yes, we've got some letters, and you read them out. So...
maybe it's a double. Maybe it's a bluff.
Who knows? It might be no letters, while we... All right, John, let's have some National League news.
Shall we go back to Saturday then? It was Boreham Wood 1, Aldershot 0. So Aldershot's
really struggling.
Poor start to the season.
Terrible start.
Really, not a great start at all.
Nope.
It was Chesterfield 2, Wealdstone 0.
Yeah, good start.
Wealdstone had George Wickens in goal for them. After that performance, he was like the Wickens man. They lit him ablaze.
Nice. Very nice.
Burning up there in Wealdstone.
Wickens.
Yeah, the Wickens man. Yeah.
Like Wicker Man?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Spell it out, John. Come on.
Dagenham and Redbridge 4, Bromley 2. Just the Daggers.
Champions elect, John.
Natob's tip. Tip for the top.
I'm telling you.
They beat Bromley as well. No mugs.
So
you always say.
Got them in a couple of weeks.
Eastleigh 0, Wrexham 2. So that was Wrexham's first win of the season. Grimsby 1, Weymouth 0. So Grimsby up and running there with a win. John.
Now, Weymouth looked like they were going to be sort of whipping boys, didn't they? But then they had, you'll tell us in a minute, but they had a great result.
Too far ahead, but Grimsby. Yeah, John McCatty.
Oh.
McCatty got the only goal. I thought he's the internet security bloke. Isn't that him? The antivirus man?
He died recently, unfortunately, John.
Oh, did he?
Rest in peace, John McCatty.
A
maybe it's
silence.
Not even him. Maybe he's just going for an update. Thought he was dead. Just going for
is
an update.
He McAfee?
Yeah, have a look, John.
John McAfee.
I nearly went, ooh, but then I thought that would be very disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, just recently. Yeah, okay. There we are. But I think he was a terrible, terrible man, John, wasn't he? Read us about John McAfee. I think he became known as a terrible, terrible man. They're terrible.
He?
Yes, I think
tax
some,
evasion.
Yeah, other stuff. Not just that. Other terrible, terrible stuff that you don't want to read out.
I don't know.
You don't want to read out. You don't want to bring
like
it
to
up.
Say, well, I mean, you can't defame the dead, can you?
I'm not defaming him. Oh yeah, of course. He was a terrible, terrible man.
Was he?
I'm quite sure.
I thought he pioneered the world of antivirus software.
But I think there was a lot about him that was... Hold on a minute.
Oh, he was in prison.
There we are.
He died.
What was he in prison for? Oh, won't say his...
It's just sort of dodgy money tax stuff.
Children. At least 47 children he claims to have.
What?
John McAfee claims he's got at least 47 children.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Do you ever wish you'd never started something?
Wish I'd never brought it up, John. But look, if anyone wants to read the Wikipedia page of John McAfee...
And let's hope it's not blocked by your antivirus software.
Yeah, and it's not got a virus in it.
Maidenhead to Dover Athletic. And they're also a pretty hopeless start for Dover so far. Pointless. Dover have got TJ Bramble playing for them.
Wow, I loved his 80s
prickly,
series.
Prickly character.
you've gone for a Bramble.
Wasn't very good. Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'm not proud. Solihull Moors 1, Barnet 1. Woking 2, Halifax 3.
Yeah.
Which was a bit of probably the game of, one of the games
you
of
sounded
the day.
More and more poorly as it's going on, John.
I'm sounding good, am I? Woking, the referee in that game was Elliot Swallow.
Oh, one summer. We've done that one, haven't we? Didn't we do
it? I was going to say the weather wasn't great, which does prove that one swallow does not a summer make.
There we are. But, John, you've got yourself back in there. Lovely stuff.
Yeovil 1, Kingsland 2. Come on, you
Linnets.
Yes,
come on, you Linnets. Come on, you Linnets.
And Southend 0, Stockport 1.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Well, that you know, look, either way, it was going to be someone with big was going to lose there, but Stockport came away with a 1-0 win. John, Southend had an up and down start of the season, haven't they? You didn't say the Torquay score there, John.
No, I didn't, did I? We can mention that one.
It was 1-1, wasn't it?
Torquay 1.
Should we have a quick talk about that?
The Mag. I've got it here.
What a great result.
Might be our only point of the season, and I've got the programme.
You've got the programme. Yeah. Wow, signed. And our player was man of the match, John. Dean Moxey. We are sponsoring Dean Moxey's away shirt this season. Moved from left back to centre back.
Yeah.
Have a good game, did he, John?
He did have a good game. Yeah. Yeah, he had a very good game.
You gave more than this when
no
you were on
voice.
Radio Devon, John.
Absolutely.
You're on
no
Radio
voice.
Devon, you were going into detail, like really, really forensic analysis of Dean Moxey's game, and all I'm getting is, yeah, he was quite good.
I prefer being on Radio Devon, all right?
Wow, he said it.
I really liked it.
He said it.
They were really nice to me there.
Yeah. Well,
I thought the team looked good.
Lapsley was
I liked Lapsley. I liked Dan Martin, who came on.
Okay.
He was really good. Joe Lewis, excellent. Ali Omar was a bit of a blundering oaf.
Oh.
I thought.
Oh, no, John.
Yeah.
Did you say that on air?
Words to that effect.
Wow.
Tory
really
Johnson liked
put
him.
Put the boot in on Ali Omar.
Yeah.
Early on.
I liked Tory Johnson. Gone off him a bit since.
Red card since.
I had a bit of a go at Armani.
Well.
She kept overrunning the ball, passing it.
Look, I'm happy to talk about that because it is a thing. I don't think he can be captain, John.
No.
I don't think he should be captain. And also, he's obviously got talent, but when is someone going to tell him to concentrate on getting the ball, holding on to the ball, and then passing it to your own player? But he's doing all these fouls. Because he gets the ball, it back, he loses it, and then he has to track back and try.
Oh.
I'm
so
not trying
annoying.
To have a go at him, but I just find him the most frustrating Torquay United player for a long, long time.
I thought Wright and Holman looked like not much pace.
Oh, I know, but they're not there for pace, are they? They're not there for pace, John.
You've got to have some pace somewhere, though,
maybe,
surely.
Maybe playing them both is not the way, you know.
And Asa came on and looked like he was running through treacle.
Oh, John, you sound very depressed about that.
It's not
thing.
Well. It's not been great, has it? Let's be honest.
I know, but I think that is because we have had a very short space between June the 19th.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, Ashton Gate. Why did Boos take that penalty, John?
I know. I keep thinking about
so
it. I think I've just so many the whole
so many more experienced players.
I think we've got a hangover from it. I don't think we're over it. As a club.
I'm not. Don't know if I ever will be, John. Why did he take that penalty anyway? It is, we've got ages. We've got ages and ages and ages and ages. Gary will sort it out.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really want him to.
Someone must look good, John.
I liked Lapsley.
Yeah.
If everybody's fully fit, then they're good players. Moxie.
You sound too poorly to be any sort of positivity, John. You weren't like this on Radio Devon. What was his name on Radio Devon? The bloke you were on with?
Ian Randall.
Ian, was it?
Yeah.
And you were like really jolly with him and like really... I think you've changed.
Me and Ian are going to meet up at the weekend.
Are you?
I really got on with him.
What are you doing? The rational obsession.
Yeah, we're just going to go for a drink.
Trowel services.
No, I just, you know, had a good rapport.
But you've changed, John, since you've gone big time.
Do you want to know about Monday?
Yes, please.
Aldershot won the Oval 2.
Oh!
So on more...
They can't even beat the Oval.
For Aldershot, terrible. Barnet nil, Dagenham 2. So Dagenham's perfect start to the season. 100% record. Incredible.
John, no one wants to play them. They are a strong, strong side. They finished the end of last season very, very strong. I think they're now probably 6 unbeaten, something like that. 6 wins in a row. They're always horrible to play against. They always score goals. They are going to be there or thereabouts, and I think it will be them. I will continue saying it.
Let's see. Let's see what happens. We were winning the league at Christmas last year.
John,
10 points clear.
John, we've got to move on. We've got to find a way to move on. I don't know how we can move on.
Bromley 3, Eastleigh 0. So Bromley got themselves back on track.
Plastic.
Dover 0, Bournemouth 1. So Dover just about the end.
Will Dover get a point?
Start
John.
Than us.
Will Dover get a point, John?
At least we got a point.
Will Dover get a point all season?
Halifax 2, Altrincham 0. The big elephant in the room is that Billy Waters keeps scoring for Halifax. He can't stop scoring.
I don't know. That was a strange letting him
we
go.
We released him and replaced him with Dan Holman.
But that was strange letting him go, wasn't it?
I think so. I think he had something to offer.
I do.
Off the bench.
Of all of them, he was the one I thought, oh, that's a bit odd, him going. Because whenever he came on, 100%, scored goals, you know, sort of, what was he, 1 in 3 whenever he played?
Yeah.
You know, and he didn't get many minutes, did he?
I was
surprised that him and Danny Wright would have... Anyway, there must be reasons, John. Everyone's pulling in the same direction and trying to do the right thing.
Kings Lynn 0, Chesterfield 2. Shimanga scoring tries for Chesterfield.
What a signing that is.
Yeah, looking like a good signing so far. Torquay 0.
What does it say?
It says Woking 4.
Okay, let's talk about that, John.
I'm guessing the BBC must have had a misprint.
But no, look, let's talk about that. Must be very... when you go 2-0 down very early, it's... I think playing away from home, you'd be up for the game. Really up for it, wouldn't you? And especially Woking at Torquay is like, yeah, Douse will have said, get out there and get at them, won't he? They're not ready yet. I think as an experienced football person can see if another team isn't quite ready yet, isn't quite running.
They must know that. Torquay players.
They will do. They're probably knackered.
Well, yeah, there is that too. But Woking have played just as many games in short space of time.
Yeah, but to play 70 but minutes,
we did play with 10
70
men.
Minutes yeah. with 10 men, and then again.
But then, yeah, I don't know. We've got a really small squad, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got loans yet, have we? We've got no one on loan yet.
Why have we got a small squad? Why haven't we got any players? I don't know.
Well, I think we're probably going to get some loans in. I would have thought that's how it's going to work. And now the transfer window's gone by, I can imagine a bunch of loans will turn up. And that is how we did well. A lot of our loans were very good. You know, think of Randall last season, Schering last season, you know. These were our 7, 8, 9 out of 10 every week players.
It's true, but if you think about what we need, another centre half.
Yeah.
At least another striker.
Yeah. I'd get Benji back. I'd ask for. I know Hartlepool tried to sign Benji. I'd get Benji back if possible. I don't know if that's a possible thing. Jamie Sendles-White seems to be looking for a club. He knows Gary. He knows the club. You know, he's very good for us. He knows the level. No reason not to there. I'd have Sean McDonald back, if I'm honest. But I haven't seen the team play yet. I'm going Saturday to Maidenhead. So that'll be the first time I actually see them. And this time last year, I'd seen them play a few times on streams.
Yeah.
And it's such a shame you can't watch them on the streams anymore.
Yeah, it's a real shame. But look, at the moment, it looks as though the team that has replaced last season's team is not anywhere near as good. But
yet.
Yet.
Yet, John.
Word. Yes.
Hope. Positivity.
I'm not feeling very positive.
I know, John.
Can
I can tell. It's because you've peaked for Radio Devon and you can't be bothered with a little old Nat Hobbs pod anymore.
Final few results from Monday. Wealdstone 0, Southend 0. Weymouth 3, Maidenhead 1. So Maidenhead getting a bit of a tonking at the hands of Weymouth. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
so bodes well for the weekend.
See how we get on Saturday.
And Wrexham 1, Notts County 1, which I did actually watch because I was ill. I didn't have anything better to do.
I watched it too, John.
I thought it was a good game.
What a good game.
It was like watching a different game.
I think it was a bit. Wrexham are going to be really good.
Yeah, they're going to be really good. They're not especially pretty, but they've got all the component parts.
But they know they don't have to be. That must be the first thing he's come in and said is we're not going to be pretty. It's going to be, I mean, all those long, every single throw-in just gets arrowed at the keeper.
Yeah.
Hoping for someone to get a touch.
Hoping for some calamity to happen
just
at the back.
Desperate for like someone to make a mistake in the box. So, you know, look, to give Kyle Cameron his due, he did deal with a lot of that.
Great cross for the header as well.
Great cross off his left peg for that header. And you go, we've said they're not going to be there, but they did look really, really good. Notts County look good, but Wrexham,
if they don't though,
I mean, there's so much pressure. As we said, look,
they should walk this league by 20 points.
One team.
So if they don't, it's an enormous failure.
As we learnt to our cost, one team goes up automatically. Yeah. One, and that team is currently struggling, second from bottom, in the League Two, the one that won last year. But it's one team goes up and then the rest is an absolute bun fight. And so you just have to be there or thereabouts in March.
And on Tuesday night, you had the diametric opposite to Wrexham Notts County. Stockport 0, Grimsby 0, no shots.
Not a shot on target. There were shots, not a shot on target.
No keeper was forced into action.
No, but Ben Whitfield played at right wing back. I don't know if he's played right wing back before, but I'd like to see it. I don't think that's his best position. But then what do I know, John? Is that all the news, John?
That was all the news.
No, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Now, during the Wrexham v Notts County game, John, we noticed that Ben Tozer's long throw was enabled by the fact that he had a towel at all times.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a personal towel, was it? Like the high divers have.
That's what I thought it could be. Sort of there with a towel. Yeah. Dry that ball.
How does that work, John?
Launch it in.
How does that work? So when he comes to play more, Ben Tozer.
Yeah, you ask. Yeah.
Will it be the towels be around the ground? It's going to get nicked, aren't they? Why aren't the towels sponsored?
Yeah.
I can imagine TikTok would give Ben Tozer a towel. TikTok with Ben Tozer's towel. I'd love to know how the whole thing works.
Yeah.
But also, you came up with an excellent idea for a marketing opportunity for Ben Tozer.
Well, how about a hybrid towel services?
This is beautiful, John.
If they renamed trowel as towel, big promotion for Wrexham as you're heading up the M1.
They're very Hollywood anyway. As we know, trowel is the most glamorous of services on the M1.
I think it's a perfect, I think they'd say marketing speaks synergy.
Wow-wee. Yeah. There we are. I think we should give trowel services a ring. John, as usual, we like to get in touch with them. Perhaps I could pretend to be from Ryan Reynolds' company. Would I get in trouble for that, John?
You could say, look, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to pitch this to Ryan Reynolds, but I wanted to see if trowel are interested.
Yeah, but I don't want to say I'm from Wrexham either.
I'm an honest Joe, average normal bloke. Yeah, I've had an idea.
Normal guy. My friend John, he's left me for Radio Devon. He is...
mention that.
Okay, let's see, here we go. Have we got them, John?
I'm going to ring him now. Here we go.
Probably got it on speed dial. We've rung him quite a few times.
Here we are.
Thank you for calling Moto Service Trowel. Please listen and select from following options.
Excellent.
Press 1 for our main offices.
Yeah.
Oh.
Press 2 for the EDC restaurant.
Oh, what?
Press 3.
We know it's not there anymore, John.
What do you want?
Press 4 for Costa Coffee.
1, John.
1.
Press 5 for Greg's.
Press
6 for Marks and Spencer's. Press 7 for Burger King. Press 8 for Forecourt.
Who?
Press 9 to speak to our on-call duty manager.
Press 9.
Press 0 to hear these options again.
Press 8 for forecourt. Press 9 for car court.
Which one did you want?
1, John.
Main office.
Main office.
Oh, hold on. Let me just do that. It's not ringing. You might have to ring back and try the duty manager.
Try the EDC. We can normally get through on the EDC. Okay. Duty manager's good.
Duty manager?
Duty manager's always good.
They always seem quite shocked that everyone's actually rung them.
Yeah, they pull the...
I think it was 9, wasn't it?
Dusty on the phone.
Is it 9?
9 was for Carl Court, wasn't it?
I think it was 9. I'm not...
Service manager, how may I help?
Oh, hello there. Just calling. Bit of a sideways one, actually. I don't know if this would be your department at all, or your marketing department. I've had an idea for Wrexham Football Club, and one of our players, one of the players at Wrexham, they use a towel quite a lot to dry the ball off. And we wondered if we could do if it'd be a good idea. We thought for Wrexham Football Club to do a link up with Trowel Services, and for perhaps for you to become Towel Services.
That's a good idea. It's a fun idea. However, it is something that you'd have to call in the day when, like, the song's here, so they'll be able to deal with it.
Okay, okay.
They leave at 3.
Right.
And they start at 7.
Ah, right, okay. And so who would I call about that, about making Trowel into
just
Towel?
The same number.
Same number, yeah.
Yeah, just the same number, but it would be... a different duty manager that I'd pick up who would be able to put you through to the department. Manager.
Good stuff. I'm not actually from Wrexham Football Club. I've just had the idea myself, so I'm not in an official capacity, but I thought I'd run it by you first and then perhaps run it by Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, no problem. If you want to run it by him or give us a call tomorrow and speak to the Sons, that's more than okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Cheers
then.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
I think she sounded interesting.
Did you think Ryan Reynolds was the duty manager at Trowel?
He might be, John.
Yeah, discuss it with Ryan Reynolds.
You don't know now. You don't know now, do you?
She sounded
into it, John.
It sounded like... I thought she was going to say, that's
a good idea.
Not the sort of thing we might do.
She said, that's a good idea.
No, we're opening up to that.
So there we are, Towel Services.
Towel Services.
The Bentoza perhaps could open it if Rob McElhenney or Ryan Reynolds weren't available.
And he can just stand on the hard shoulder and launch balls.
Yes, from the north to the south.
People driving like, what the hell?
What's that? Towel Services.
Huge pile up.
Lovely, there we are.
Yeah.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Oh, we got a couple of letters.
Okay.
Certainly, okay. let's start with Kelvin Applin, who is 34.
Lovely stuff.
There you go.
Well done,
he says, hello, John and
John.
Charlie. Having just listened to the first episode of the new season, a thought popped into my head.
Why am I listening to this?
Yeah. A thought popped into my head regarding Alan and Gammy Nee.
Oh, yes.
Just like The Simpsons, perhaps your two dads could open each podcast discussing various aspects of old manhood, then to be interrupted by yourselves, all with comic effect.
Hmm. I mean, it's an idea, Kelvin. I mean, me and John have to live with our parents for, like, quite a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Which I don't think any of us, or either of us, are willing to do, John.
It's not where I saw my 30th year on Earth, to be honest.
But it's a good idea. And we are trying to get Alan and Gammy to do their own podcast about just sort of garden implements.
I think there's a lot of call for that,
steam cleaners. If you would like that, then do, you know, get in touch with the NatOps Pod, because we can... push that mail their way. We can. I don't know what they'd call it, but Alan and Gammy, I'm sure, would come up with some brilliant name.
Gammy has been talking about it. He's very keen. Kelvin also says, on another matter, I've just read a book called Shooting Season by David Gatwood.
Okay.
The celebrity in the book was none other than a Charlie Baker.
What?
I will not tell you what happened to Charlie Baker in the book, but it's on a par with how Talkie's season ended.
Oh,
I'm guessing that's
we need to
kaput.
What's it called? The book.
The Shooting Season by David Gatwood.
Oh, I'm gonna.
He says, I did see you and Charlie on the steps at Ashton Gate on the way out, but it was quite busy and I was too shy to shout out. Back on the ice, Kelvin Applin.
Kelvin always shout out.
Always say hello.
When we are bereft.
Yeah, and after a penalty defeat.
And just devastated. But you're always welcome to say hello. Do say hello.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, it's always nice to see the Foffs, especially. Kelvin, thank you so much. I'm interested, Kelvin, if you could reply to this. Do you think John's a bit different this week because he's been on Radio Devon?
And I've got the Lurgy, Kelvin, more importantly.
More Radio Devon
than that. John Greenwood gets in touch.
Hi, John, on the ice to
on
you.
On the ice, John. He says, hello, Charlie and
Foff,
John.
John?
Pass.
See, the admin's not picked up since the old...
since the talk. He says, hello, Charlie and John. Having recently returned from a holiday with the family in the bay and listening into your latest podcast...
In the bay, in the bin.
In the bin. Charlie revealed how Babbican Model Village have ditched the beloved goals
now we
instead
need an
added
yes,
Italy in England.
We need an update on this.
To back this up, here are some photos taken only last week.
Ah.
And there they are. There's Wombly.
There they are. And what is it, Wombly? And what does it say?
England, Italy, 3-2 Italy.
Yeah, now I see. I wasn't lying, John. And I think it's
not
absolute
changed.
Disgrace.
Clearly, your campaign to return it to a game involving the goals will be gathering momentum and feature you both with placards interviewed on Devon Live, picketing the entrance to the tourist hall.
I will say, I've not done anything on the campaign this week, John. And I didn't mean to, but I've not done a thing. So that's probably why it's not gathering a pace. But I think this week, I'm going to make it my errand to ring Babbican Water Village during the day and just ask them when it's going to change.
Try them one more time.
We can't get them now, John. We know that. We've tried Trowel.
They don't answer on the phone.
Towel services. They did answer the phone.
John also makes a very good point. He says, can I ask that perhaps whilst you're canvassing, could you canvass for the legendary tiny goalkeepers of the National League South to feature in Wombly Stadium at Babbican Model Village? It's a very good idea.
But this is what we're trying to get, isn't it, John? We're trying to get Torquay's greatest moment then, winning the National League South. Couple of tiny little keepers on the pitch.
Maybe a giant,
Ben Winter scoring a goal.
A giant Simon Block Jorgensen.
Yeah,
there,
it'll be one end. Yeah, lovely. Brian Barwick with his dopey son next to him. Be lovely.
Dropping his AirPods.
Be lovely, wouldn't it, John? All that the gold stuff in the crowd.
With the flags.
With the flags. Oh, it'd be brilliant. And they're missing out. It was my one. I only had one little thing. You know, bone of contention with the Model Village. The rest of it was brilliant, but bring back the goals to Babbican. Bring them back to Babbican is what I say.
Get the
John.
Goals back to Babbican. Hashtag get the goals back to Babbican.
Yeah. So if anyone else wants to pile on the pressure on them, do that. Don't use aggression.
Well, no, but they don't answer the phone, so maybe pop over. No, don't pop.
Pop round. Pop round. Film yourself going round.
But pay to go in.
Pay to go in. £12.50.
Yeah.
It's a really, really, really good.
Just subtly make a point.
Perhaps ask if the manager's about.
Be good if the goals are in this, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then leave it there.
Oh, nice local attraction, but like that. A little passive aggressive.
Yeah. Maybe call them pal.
Yeah. Hey, pal.
Look at.
Oh.
Excuse me, pal.
Anyway, look, pile the pressure. If everybody could pile the pressure.
Yeah, pile the pressure on Babbican Model Village.
Is John, how many letters has John Greenwood sent us?
Quite a
he
few.
Sent photos of that
I think
one.
He's a Foff.
Is he already a Foff, John? Let us know if you're already a Foff. And if you're not, we'll give you a Foff number next week. That'll be good, wouldn't it, John?
Yeah.
Just put something for people to look forward to.
There we go.
Will you be hanging around with Radio Devon this week, John?
No.
Is this all the letters?
That's all the letters.
Okay, there we are. That was all the letters from a listener. If you want to get in touch with us, do. On, what's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, or at NatObsPod.
Yeah, tweet us.
Tweet us, do that. And
you're off to Maidenhead.
I'm going to be at Maidenhead. I bought my ticket.
Are you going to wear that seagull thing that you wore before?
That seagull.
I found it a bit like you were going to do a bank job. It was a bit odd.
Wore that seagull, John.
Yeah.
To Chippenham away in the promotion winning season.
Yeah.
They took it off me, John. They said, "Oh, you can get it back at the end of the game."
What?
Never got it back. I went to get it from security. Not
me.
Seen it, mate.
You got a seagull here.
Not seen it, mate. Not seen it, and I was like, ugh. Furious. Oh, anyway, look, I'll be at Maidenhead away Saturday. If you see me, say hello. That'd be nice. I'll be with my brother. John can't come.
I can't.
Doesn't like football anymore.
No.
But we will be back next week. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.